Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Rachel Martin, sitting in for Allison Stewart.
You know, one of the things I do now, Rach, just as a habit when I go onto any kind of news website, is over on the right side, usually there's the most. Mm-hmm. The most emailed, the most read, the most printed.
Printed, yeah.
And those always, it's a kind of fun little barometer of like what people are into.
Yeah.
And Allison's legacy on this show, because she literally owns the trademark on a segment called The Most.
So we get to jump on that bandwagon.
To have a TV show. is that we like to go through and get together all these stories, most email, most read, and present them to you for your listening pleasure right here on the BPP. And we call the segment, creatively, The Most.
Cool, and that music is so mosty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely, the most cool music. I think we're going to start out with, well, you know who's here is Ilya Marritt, so...
Let's start with Ilya.
Hey, guys. Well, I showed up, so...
Yeah, exactly. Dan Pashman and MJ are on the list, but they were busy.
What are you reading these days, Ilya?
I've left the Midwest.
Oh, good.
Just in.
You've moved on. Okay.
I moved on. I went to the LA Times, which is so mainstream and boring.
So urban.
But I am there, and this is actually a delightful little story about a couple in California, Lisa and Jeff Perry, who have invented what they call a waterless car wash. Basically, it's like a liquid. It's not clear what goes into it. It contains organic ingredients in quotation marks. You put a little bit of on a chamois and you can wipe your car down. And apparently it's selling really, really well in California, which doesn't have a lot of water and where people are concerned about conserving water. And expanding really fast.
Like compost? I mean,
organic ingredients? I don't know. I mean,
it sounds questionable.
I hope it's not compost. I don't know how that would really work. Is there any indication in the piece about how clean this gets cars? Because I gotta be honest, it sounds like your car wouldn't get as clean if you're going around with a little rag and a little lighter fluid on it.
Apparently, it's very effective at picking stuff up. Whatever these organic ingredients are, they're like glue for particles. So I don't know if it's like antibacterial. I think it probably doesn't do that. But I think it just picks up all the particles
onto
your chamois.
But then when you go through the car wash, you don't get to see the big, you know, spinny things. Like when you were a kid and you used to go through did we just do that in Idaho? Or did you guys
No, we had that everywhere.
I sometimes just go to the car wash just to watch. I don't have a car, so I just sometimes just go to watch.
Yeah, sure. I'll just go through it on my bike.
Because it's so boring here in Manhattan. It's like the only thing to do.
Don't do the hot wax, though, if you're not in a car.
No, it's dangerous.
That very much burns the skin. All right, Ilya, thank you very much. Next up, we've got the late... breaking MJ Davis. What were you and Dan doing? You know, when we do a segment,
we're talking 403B.
It's helpful. It's helpful when you're in the studio.
Hey, we sprinted.
All right. What do you got?
All right,
for
I got
us,
a hot new item on eBay for you right now. This is from Google Trends, by the way. The eBay item is the town of Albert, Texas, population 4. They now have one family living there. The owner, Bobby Cave, bought and renovated the Texas ghost town, which includes a mayor's house, a dance hall, a tavern. They call them ice houses in Texas, apparently. But he's ready to let it go now, and for the small sum of $30 million, the keys to the town can be yours. It literally is on the auction block at eBay. The bidding started 2 weeks ago at $10. The reserve price was $2.5 million, but after 137 bids, the price is now $300,100,000, and there are 21 days left on the auction block. The eBay description is pretty funny. But I can give you a little piece of the town in case you're interested, in case I have piqued your real estate interest.
Sure. I gotta say, not so much. But go ahead.
Settled by German immigrants in 1892. It's got peach and pecan orchards and a schoolhouse on the edge of town attended by Lyndon Johnson in 1920.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
That raised all these weird questions in our meeting today. By the way, MJ, you're summoned to go to the control room after this, I think, to dial our next guest up or something. That's why Trish has a... slightly terrified look on her face. Speaking of slightly terrified Trish McKinney, she joins us now from the control room. What do you have, Trish?
I have the most popular story on Google News, and it is sort of terrifying if you're a Harry Potter fan, because it's J.K. Rowling's new book. It's her first book post-Harry Potter, but unfortunately, unless you're a good friend of hers or you have about $62,000, you're not going to be able to get this book. She's printed 7 copies of The Tales of Beedle the Bard. Mm. One's going on auction in December to raise money for a children's charity, starting bid $62,000. But, you know, the book's going to be bound in brown leather, mounted with silver and semi-precious stones. But the other 6 copies she's giving away to friends.
Oh, that's good of her.
Yeah, and, you know, I haven't spoken to her in a while, so I don't
she's
think
not handwriting these, though. Like, they're typed, right?
You know, I'm...
So she's agreed to only hit print 7 times. But
they
she
might
could
actually
do it.
Be handwritten.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, do we have time for Dan?
Keep doing some digging. Sure. We got a minute 7 here. We're in Clover.
Okay, Dan!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You got something about meat?
Always, yes. A historian in Germany has found the oldest known recipe for German sausage, or as we also call it, Bratwurst. It dates back to 1432. It's in the Thuringia region of Germany. Uh-huh. And Thuringian sausage, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
You are, and I've been there. Okay, continue.
Well, thank you. All right,
I forgot
good.
About this.
The recipe calls for only the purest, unspoiled meat to be used. So clearly those standards
have changed. Oh, they're using unspoiled meat now.
Yeah.
It's really classy.
And there was a fine of a day's wages if you failed to use the high enough quality meat.
They take it very, very seriously in Thuringia. Very seriously.
Yeah,
it's delicious, I have to say.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Well, I lived in Chicago for a while, so I got all about the brats up there. And
yeah, I would say probably your week, your given week, Dan, I would say 70% is spent thinking about the New York Giants defense, and the other 30% is about the weird meat product
cured
that you're
meats.
Curing to eat before the New York Giants game.
That's about right, yeah.
That's why this was a particular interest to you, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, in fairness, a few of those percentages are focused on the news.
Oh, right. No. This I'm an outside of work. All
hey,
right.
That's the most. You can find these stories and other BPP specials on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.
Thank you, guys.